press release on Southeast. The Mobile Order Exhibition Colors of Southeast is a tribute to semi-official mayor of Southeast. Wednesday, 21st December, is the festive opening of the Mobile Order Exhibition known as Colors of Southeast on the Bulawayo Park in Belma West. What are the colors of Southeast? This is an initiative of Hobby to showcase the rich diversity of Amsterdam Southeast. 15 life-size place show photos by Leslie Adu and Paco Nunes with sound clips by Elvis Pinel made during the 5th edition of the Southeast Parade in Amsterdam South Coast. Together, these panels form a movable exhibition of portraits and impressions of the atmosphere in the public space, which will be on display at various locations in Amsterdam 3 next year. On display will be the residents, cultural institutions, and social organizations that together make up Southeast. The exhibition is an initiative of Hobu and is made in collaboration with Finca Dot Mel, Speak Up, Second Southeast Parade, and marks the first rostrum of the Southeast Parade and the first time that the parade passed through the Brazza Park and Belma West. Amsterdam 3 or Belma West is an area undergoing transformation, and in the coming year, 10,000 new homes will be built in this business area. This exhibition already gives color to this area, makes a connection with the other neighborhoods in Amsterdam Southeast, and is a part of the placemaking program that is being carried out under the name Hope by Stax Production and Pop-Up City on behalf of the municipality of Amsterdam. The exhibition is also a tribute to the spiritual father of Southeast Parade, Roy Risty, who pioneered the parade in 2018, but died unexpectedly at the age of 68 towards the end of 2021. Roy Risty was referred to by national media as the unofficial mayor of Southeast, an icon and also a controversial politician. According to Roshni Fosin, the director of the Southeast Parade, Roy was a tireless and passionate person who has made it his life mission since the 1970s to give justice, citizen participation and diversity a voice and a face in Amsterdam and beyond. And now you need two diverse multimedia channels, of which the Southeast Parade is one. Limit on this earth, he made an urgent appeal to his successor to continue this. Initiator Hubble proudly invites everyone interested in diversity and inclusion to experience the festive opening together. You may register at bit.ly/clorinefansatost. I repeat, bit.ly/clorinefansatost. The expo will be at Bulawayo Park in Southeast, and the opening will be at Shebang, which is at the Heading Hotel Reg Number 8, opposite IKEA. So go right now and register at bit.ly/clorinefansatost and participate in this life-changing experience. We look forward to seeing you. Bye for now.
Jesus, you are so kind. Jesus, you are so real.
A very good morning to you, our listeners out there. It's great to be with you this Monday morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. My name is Apostle Larry Dokunu, and it's a joy to be with you today. Shall we declare this session, this broadcast open with a word of prayer? Lord, we give you honor this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for a new day, a new week. thank you on behalf of our loved ones, family members, our city, our nation, and those in authority. Thank you for those who are in need right now, those who are suffering because of one thing or the other. We remember those victimized by the war in Gaza right now. On both parties, we pray, Lord, that your peace shall prevail over all the conflict and hostilities. In Jesus' name, comfort the bereaved, the wounded, and those who are suffering right now. Father, let your message prevail over all the evil and the wickedness that is happening right now. We pray your restraining hand shall pull apart the conflicting parties in Jesus' name. The Lord, take your place in this program today. Uphold this broadcast by your spirit and the word of your power. Let it bless lives. Speak through it to God. Touch lives as you will. We honor you this morning in the precious and the matchless name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so as you're listening to the music, we're getting you ready for the miracles of Jesus. Be blessed as you enjoy Victoria Orize. Worship along and flow with this beautiful worship and enjoy the Lord this morning. Condition your day and your week. Let it be powerful, anointed, filled with the presence of the glory of God.
close their doors on you. Jesus opened many doors. When men exact their powers on you, Jesus opened many chains. When men
so for the miracles of Jesus, and the woman of God is ready, standing by to bless us with the miracles of Jesus. Archbishop Dr. Helen Rodokeno is standing by to bring us the word of the living God.
Of Life Bible Church.
position this morning to bring the word of God unto us. Let's pray. Be glorified, O God. We thank you for this wonderful day. We bless you for this moment. It is graceful. It is full of your presence. Being alive in the land of the living, Father, we can only say thank you. We can only praise you. We can only acknowledge this, which only you can do. Nothing can give us life apart from you. No one have the capacity, no one have the enablement, except you praise a person with it. Therefore, this is a special day. Take the glory and take the honor for who you are and for what you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we appreciate you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the cable lines, that from this very environment, let healing flow. Let the word of God go forth. And do God bring conviction to your people. Heal them that are sick. Make a way for the needy. Father, touch those who are mourning and comfort them. Those in difficult situations, let them be ministered unto as the word of God goes forth. Out of these lips of clay this moment, in the mighty name of Jesus, we appreciate you, God. We thank you. We bless you for your presence over our life. We enthrone you in this very environment. We enthrone you as the Lord of the day. Take your position, O God, and your preeminence in everything that we shall do this day. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. A thunderous amen, come on somebody. A glorious amen, come on somebody. Make a joyful noise unto God this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All too soon, the month of October is almost coming to an end. And what can we say than to say a big thank you to this God who gave us the power to have lived in the month of October, and it's not coming to an end. The same God who gave us this power, he will also give us the grace to be able to see November and to walk through November and enter December, and then the year comes to an end. Every moment we live in such a time like this, we must always be thankful to God. We must be. Because if you're a good observer and you are witnessing what is going on all over the whole world, there's no place that have peace. People are yelling. People are crying. People are mourning. I mean, 24/7 on television with CNN or Al Jazeera is something else. You will be wondering, what sort of mournful world is this? You will be wondering what is going on in the whole earth, because everything seems to be too unstable. That's why you cannot boast of the next minute. So if you're out there, you are tuned this morning, opportune to hear me and hear me clearly, please adjust your ways. Adjust your ways and hand over your life unto the Lord, because he's the only one who have the power to guide and to rule. Any other thing can fail, but God does not fail. I'm taking my scripture this morning, referring the title of the word of exhortation which I want to bring this morning to us is entitled, God, Show Me Your Mercy. I entered the studio. That wasn't what I planned. But all of a sudden, I just came to the Lord telling me, just ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. You never can be tired of asking God to show you mercy. When you have that attitude of asking God to show you mercy, it means that you're not having an entitlement mentality. You know, that you saw today, then it is by force he must give you mercy. You saw today, it is by force he must provide for you. Mm-mm. You can see today, and you may not be able to see the end. But when you have that attitude of asking God, please, show me your mercy. Show my family your mercy. Show my husband, show my wife, show my children your mercy. Show my partner your mercy. Show my colleagues your mercy. Show my siblings your mercy. Show my ministers, my church members your mercy. When you have the attitude of asking God to show mercy in the land that you are in, oh my God, God will know that you are not an arrogant person. God will know that, yes, you are committing your ways unto him, and he will surely show mercy. So please, can we all ask him, can you be in the attitude of prayer right now? Just put your hand in your heart and say, Lord, repeat after me, say, Lord, please show me your mercy. Say it once again, say, Lord, show me your mercy. Now do it the third time, say, Lord, please show me your mercy. Hallelujah. I take my scripture from the book of John chapter 1, John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9. It's a popular scripture and I'm sure you know it very well. Read together with me. Let's go to the book of John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnettes. In this lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. Hallelujah. That day, the Bible said, it was a Sabbath. Beloved, this scripture, ever since I became born again, have always been one of the best Bible scriptures of light. When I was a child, I was wondering how somebody can be in a place and be sick for 38 years. So I was always thinking, this must be just a story. I don't think this can happen. How can somebody 38 years? I began to grow. I became born again. This scripture did not depart from me. I began to puzzle how somebody can be in a place for 38 years. What must have become of this man? How would he have been there? Where are his friends? Where are his family folks? Does he not have siblings? I began to wonder. The Bible did not call him a boy. The Bible said there was a man, a certain man, who had infirmity for so many years. The Bible called him a man, so that means he was of age. He wasn't used, they didn't call him a master. He was of age, fully fledged man, when the infirmity came upon him. And the infirmity took away the better part of him. All the time he could have used to do what men do, flaunt himself around with his titles, build mansions for himself, carry the most beautiful women around, marry the ones he can marry, oh, get the best jobs, be the boss of his own, manage his businesses and career. All of those privileges that young men boast of, this guy lived in a particular place that was very uncomfortable for all of these years. He lived in sickness. He lived in denial. He lived in want. He lived in a place of agony, a place of rejection, a place of disappointment.